Welcome to the Voice of Destiny Show with your host, Dr. Daniel Hawk, where kingdom information and revelation is power to be, do, and have everything God has destined for you. For more information about Voice of Destiny or to order copies of today's show, visit our website at voiceofdestiny.org. That's voiceofdestiny.org. And become a fan on Facebook or follow us on Twitter under the name of The VOD Show.
Good morning, brothers and sisters. Welcome to the Voice of Destiny Show. If this is your very first time tuning in, I'm your host. I'm Dr. Daniel Harp, and we're very blessed today to have in the studios with us Katrina Ferguson, woman of God, visionary, maker of 100,000-aires and millionaires. Welcome. Good morning, Katrina, to Denver.
Thank you.
Praise God. We're so blessed to have you here with us. You know, you were our very one of our very first guests when we started broadcasting our show from the Denver market here. And I want to thank you for being with us again as we're broadcasting again from the city. God bless you.
Thank you very much. It's absolutely my pleasure, and I'm glad to be able to be a part of broadcasting in the Denver area, one of my favorite parts of the entire country.
Praise God. Well, you know, we've been having a conversation about laying the foundation of kingdom habits for success in our lives. You know, there is a style of living that God calls kingdom citizens to live that honors him and ties them to the kingdom of heaven. And the process of that those habits actually produce the God kind of success in our life. And God is calling us to this, and we've been having a discussion about the importance of laying this foundation, and that the first place that the habit of kingdom success starts is establishing the kingdom mindset, the spirit of the mind that produces the kind of habits that make you walk out the kingdom of God. And you have been working with people for years, mentoring them, encouraging them. What has God taught you about developing the right mindset for your life?
Well, you know, first and foremost, you know, whenever you decide that you want to be successful, you have to ask yourself a resounding question, and the question is always why. You know, what do you want to be successful for? So when you have, you know, money as an issue and time as issues out of the way, then what are you going to do? Because if you're not, if there is no, you know, righteous reason for having it, then you're less likely to ever develop the mindset, the attitudes that are necessary to create it. And I know, you know, first, even in the process of figuring out your why, the first thing before that, even, I guess there's one more step, and that is to go into covenant, you know, with God first. Go into covenant with him to establish, you know, his rule and reign in the earth realm. And when you decide that you're going to do what God called you to do, then he'll make it clear your why and the hows, and all of those things will come together for you. And most successful people are others driven. You know, they're driven by a desire to assist or build other people. And when you begin to think that, you know, when God created us, even before we ever entered into the earth realm, he had specific group of people in mind that each of us were the answer to a problem for. And with what we're supposed to do, rather than trying to make a living, is to spend our lives living out that destiny, living out that purpose. So it takes time and energy to figure out why you were created. If you come through a situation like mine where, you know, my parents weren't, they didn't covenant with God in that manner. So I did, you know, when I grew up, I'm thinking I'm going to go, you know, grow up, go to school, get a good job, you know, and just work for somebody the rest of my life. But that was my life, but that was not God's plan or purpose for me. So I, you know, grew up and started on that path, and some things happened that most people would look at and say, this is awful. How could that happen? And, you know, you made some terrible decisions. And they're right, I did. But they were all used to glorify God ultimately in putting me on his perfect path for success, for his, you know, for the God-given destiny. So what I always tell everyone, first and foremost, is covenant with God for his will in your life, and then seek out your reasons why, okay? Get clear about why. What did God have in mind for you?
You know, and being, doing, and having everything God's destined for you, it really becomes an act of worship when you understand that you were predestined to do something for God, that we came from heaven to earth to fulfill a destiny. And when we begin to live out a lifestyle that brings us into being, doing, and having what God has told us to be, then people will get a chance to really get a true picture of Jesus. You know, and you know, we're members of the body of Christ. And when we're all assembled in our true purpose and being, doing, and having everything God has told us, when we all walk in that, then you get a clearer picture of who Jesus is, really in the flesh. Mm-hmm. And we have been, and at the church, we have been looking at Luke, the 8th chapter, verse 26, about the Gadarene. You know, when Jesus got out of the boat, you know, from the Lake of Galilee, he stepped ashore, and there was a demon-possessed man, a man who was possessed with habits that caused him not to be, do, and have everything that God had intended for him. And what Jesus did was set the man's mind free. And when your mind is freed, when you see Jesus and your mind gets free, then you can be able to move forward and pick up the visions and the dreams that will fulfill the big why, because that is your motivation, what the reason why God made you. But getting free from the barriers that stop you from becoming that, I think it's really important for us to begin to speak into people's lives right now, because there is a destiny that God has for us. But there are these challenges that all of us, circumstances that are created many times by our own habits, but also the enemy manipulating the habits that we have maybe grew up with, things that we develop from our family or our culture. You know, there are things that God wants us to fix, because destiny is a collaboration between us and God.
Absolutely, absolutely. And when you talk about getting clear, you know, getting our minds free, that's one of the things that we hear mostly. I'm also a life coach, and a lot of times I hear people say, you know, I just can't think straight. I don't know exactly what I'm supposed to do. It's this spirit of confusion that comes to stop us from seeing who it is that we're created to be. Because when you get clear on your why, you're going to find that you have a sense of destiny, you know, a sense of purpose. It's kind of, and I mean, if you had to say, what is everybody's why? Because everyone has a similar why in this area. It's simply the growth and maturation and prosperity of other people. The growth, maturation, prosperity of other people. The only question now is the how. Now you know why you have to do it, because God created you to do this. How exactly is it that you want me to do this, God? Do you want me, you know, am I the one that should open up the homeless shelter? Am I the one that needs to be on the plane on the way to Haiti? Am I, you know, what specifically, what area is it that you want me to perform in? Where have you gifted me? Where have you, you know, caused me to find learning or to excel so that we can do just that? And, you know, the thing that we forget is that the Bible gives us the principles for success. Amen. Very clear. And it doesn't even matter what you believe. Amen. If you walk in the principle, success is inevitable. And so we just have to grab a hold of some of those principles and make them a part of what I like to call our regular righteous regimen.
Well, let's talk about that in the next segment. I want to remind all of us that kingdom information and revelation, it is the power to be, do, and have everything that God has destined for us. And we'll pick up on that, Katrina, when we come back from this destiny break. Well, brothers and sisters, if you're ready to be, do, and have everything that God has destined for you, you've tuned into the right show. We're very blessed to have with us Minister Katrina Ferguson, the visionary and entrepreneur leader of the Ferguson Group. Katrina, we were talking in the last segment about regimen, the regimen of success. What will be the things that you would say that we as believers need to establish as regiments to move towards the place of destiny where we are being, doing, and having everything God has destined for us?
Well, first and foremost, we have to have our own personal time and relationship with God. There's a, you know, there is an hour of the day. I don't mean an hour in terms of 60 minutes, but there is a time of the day that we have to set aside to seek the face of God. The word says, you know, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. We have to know what it is that we're supposed to be to do, you know, even on a moment-by-moment basis. The Bible also says to pray without ceasing. So even once you've set aside that time of day where you're in praise and worship and you are praying, not so much about what you need, but what, you know, what is it that I should be doing? What should I specifically be focused on today?
Well, Daniel says, they that know their God shall be strong, and they shall do great and mighty exploits. It's out of that intimacy, of that inner knowing of God. You know, God will share information with you that will give you the ability to go out and carry out some great things for your life. But it starts with that relationship. You know, when I know what's on my Father's heart, when I know my Father's intentions, it's easier for me to realize success, because success in kingdom terms is doing what God has told you to do. That is what success is.
Absolutely.
No matter how anybody else measures. But you were saying having that time, and I always encourage people, make your goal is to be consistent. Make consistency and continuity your goal for your devotional life, and it will grow. Because if you're consistent with God, if you have a continuity, a time that you keep divine appointments with God, all that stuff will begin to grow over time as you maintain continuity and consistency.
Yeah, it absolutely does. And, you know, the praying, the praising, the worship music, you know, creating an atmosphere that you can then hear what thus saith the Lord for you in your situation. And it's not, you know, sometimes people hear that and they're like, oh, that's so spooky natural. You know, it's like, oh, God speaks. Yeah, absolutely, he does. I had a situation, and it's still kind of bizarre, but well, it's bizarre to people who aren't familiar. Mm-hmm. I had something going on with my computer. It's technological. And I had spent two days on the phone with the tech trying to get it worked out, couldn't figure it out. And one morning in my prayer time, I just said, you know what, God, I need to know specifically what to do to make this work. It's costing me time, precious time, and money. I need this fixed. And he gave me three steps, told me exactly what to do, and I did it. And guess what? The system works. It worked.
Wow.
So we have to understand that this is not just what we tend to think, oh, that's just spiritual stuff. No, it's very, very practical. You will see its application even in the things you think God is not concerned about.
Yes.
But when you're concerned about the things of him that he's called you to do and created you to do, then he will concern himself with the things that you're concerned with.
Yeah.
So we have to spend that time with him. We have to develop a relationship where, you know, and at any moment, you know, you can talk to him. You know, what are you listening to? On a regular basis.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I know that especially our children, they tend to think that they can listen to certain types of music and watch certain types of television shows and movies and still come out as a godly person, you know, walking in righteousness and holiness. And it doesn't work that way. It's amazing. I was talking to somebody, and they were talking about all the stuff that was on television, and I didn't even know what they were talking about.
Yeah.
Because I record what I want to see so that I don't get the interference from the other stuff.
Yeah,
you know?
You should have the if you have the time to know all that stuff, you need to go back and evaluate your time. You know, and my wife always teases me because I typically don't like most shows come on until they go into reruns, because
right.
then I can control it and recapture it. You know, when I want to, but when we talk, we have to realize the way that we are wired. We are word activated. You know, everything in our universe is held together by the power of some words. You know, God created the world that we know, the physical world that we know, through words. And even the worlds that we live in, those that are in the business world, those in the education world, those that are in the family world, whatever world that you are in, these worlds are created by words.
Yeah.
And so it's important that we understand that we know the words of our master, you know, that we know how he's orchestrating the world that we want to be able to call our world, the world that is the kingdom world, the world that is the way that we live our lives every day. All these things are rooted in words, because what we do know about habits, we know this scientifically, we know this from experience, that your habits are direct results of the sum total thoughts that you have in your head. Those habits come from somewhere.
Yeah.
These things that you do repetitiously without thinking about it, they come from words that take on the tangibility of our reality.
Absolutely, they do. They do. And that's why, you know, I teach personal development in every area. So even, you know, whatever it is that you're listening to, it's got to be building you up. You know, if you truly want to be successful, you find someone who's been successful at what you want to do, and then you do what they did. It's very simple. The principles are the same. So, you know, how much time are you spending on a daily basis listening to, you know, to the people who have had success? And I'm not even talking about, you know, just the greatest ministers of our time. I'm talking about just, you know, have you, are you familiar with the McDonald's story, with the Ray Kroc story? You know, have you listened to Truett or even read Truett Cathy's story? You know, how much time are you really spending building yourself up? And what it does, it actually also builds your faith. Because I believe God is no respecter of persons. So if Truett Cathy could do it, if I chose to be, you know, to and it's part of my destiny, guess what? I can do it too. Doesn't mean there won't be obstacles. Just means that we can get through them.
Wow. Well, well, one of the things that we have learned to do is to become students. Students of God's word, but also students, you know, of the fields in which God has given us destinies in. You know, there's a collaboration for them. In every field of endeavor, when people realize success, they're applying biblical principles to their lives. And there's a unique knowledge that pertains to those fields and those areas in which God has appointed us. And all of us have been called to greatness. Every single person has been called to greatness. And when we understand what the responsibility and the burden of greatness is, then we begin to cultivate regiments and disciplines in our lives that honor the fields in which God has called us to. And so Paul said, look, you know, be transformed and renewed in the spirit of your mind. And through this process, you'll be able to approve what is the perfect and the true will of God for your lives.
Absolutely. You know, one of my mentors, Jim Rohn, he says, inspiration is what gets you started. It's the habits that you create that keep you going. And that's what we have to understand. It's really, a lot of times, a very small shift. You know, just a small habit change. Just do something different today than you did yesterday, and large things will change. There's a book, it's called The Slight Edge, and it just talks about how if we would make one, it's kind of like if we were driving from the East Coast to the West Coast, and let's say that L.A. was our goal, and we were driving. Well, if you just make one shift, even if it was a straight line, if you were to make one shift, even, you know, a degree to the right, you won't end up in Los Angeles. But if you would just continue to check back, you know, check back in that prayer time with God, just like the rocket ships that go to the moon, they're checking, they're in constant contact with NASA because they know most of the time they're off track. But as long as they continue to stay plugged in, to stay connected, then NASA can say, oh, nope, veer a little bit more to the left or this amount of degrees to the right and still end up at the appointed target. And that's what we have to do. We also have to start thinking.
Well, Katrina, why don't we pause there? Because what we really need to be talking about is what are these shift strategies? I mean, you were getting ready to say one of them is thinking. So we're gonna take a break here. But before you leave, let's remember what it says in Proverbs that as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. And Samuel Smiles said something in coalition with that. It says, "So a thought, and you reap an action. So an act, and you reap a habit. So a habit, and you reap a character. So a character, and you reap a destiny." We'll be right back.
If you're enjoying this prophetic and provocative conversation, give thanks with me for our monthly voice partners who help us to carry the gospel of Jesus' kingdom culture to our generation. You too can become a distinguished monthly voice partner with a partnership gift of $15 to $45 a month. Our partners receive a monthly voice package that empowers them to be, do, and have everything God has destined for them. You too can become a monthly voice partner. Just go to the partners page at voiceofdestiny.org. That's voiceofdestiny.org. And register today as a monthly voice partner to keep the Voice of Destiny show in your community.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters. The Bible teaches us that without knowledge we perish, and that is revelation knowledge. So we are great components of coming into greater and greater kingdom information and revelation, because we've discovered it is power for many to move about and act on being, doing, and having what God has destined for them. For those that just joined us, we have in our studios with us Katrina Ferguson, visionary of the Ferguson Group. And Katrina, when we left on the last segment, we were talking about the shift, and that book on flight, is that by Brian Tracy that you were referring?
The
book on flight that you were just talking about.
No, okay. It's called The Slight Edge.
The Slight Edge. Now, let's talk about some of the things that we can do to create the edge of winning, the edge of success, the edge that comes from the kingdom habit of success in our lives. We started out, we talked about discovering a personal daily devotional. You know, we know that as a principle, it was important. Jesus said to his disciples, "Can you not pray with me 1 hour?" So coming from the paradigm of that 60 minutes, we know there is a time that we must keep with the Lord in order to grow and flourish and to get to the next level. But once we've built that relationship, what's going to be the natural edge that we should be moving towards after that? When we've got the relationship going with the Lord, what would be the next thing that we need to do?
Well, we've got to become tremendous thinkers.
Mm.
We have to be able to, and this is another reason why, you know, if you walk around my house, a lot of times there's nothing on. There's no television, no music, no anything, because I want to be free to hear what God is saying. Mm-hmm. And, you know, any situation, anything that you want to do to have success, you've got to take some time. Sometimes, you know, it might mean hours of sitting and looking like you're staring out a window, but in actuality, you're thinking. You're thinking through every possible outcome of a decision. You're thinking about, okay, what if it goes this way? What if it goes that way? What is my next move? You know, what can I expect if I do it this way? And what's happened is we have allowed everyone else to do our thinking for us.
Mm-hmm.
And we miss, you know, the specificities that God has for us.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So we've got to get into this habit where we are able to spend some time just really just kind of mulling over stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I used to see my dad, actually more like my grandfather, he would just kind of be sitting there and you would think he was doing nothing. And he just, all of a sudden, he would just get up and go do something. And I'm like, Granddad, how are you just going to hop up, you know, at the middle of sitting there like that and just start doing something? He said, because I was doing something when I was sitting. I was thinking. I was trying to figure out how I wanted to do this. And then he would go and he would build something or, you know, work on something or fix something. And there's this, you know, just in our DNA, this kind of ingenuity that says, okay, if it's broken, we're going to think of the way to fix it. It's going to come to us. And if you understand even the process, the way that our brain works, as long as in your thinking you're saying, I know there's a way, I just have to find it, guess what? You're going to find it. But the moment you say it's impossible, it could never work, then your brain even stops trying to think of a way to make it work.
Mm-hmm.
So part of that shift is from thinking negatively to thinking positively.
Wow.
We cannot allow ourselves the poison of negative thoughts. Negative thoughts shut down creativity. They actually wreak havoc in your actual physical body.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to stay in a positive mindset, knowing that if God created it, then God gave us the idea. There's a way to it. Through it, around it, over it, but there is a way.
Yeah, well, there is a connection between your thoughts and your actions. You know, when the 12 spies went into the promised land to examine to see what God had said, what's true, 10 came back who saw themselves as grasshoppers and said, we can't do it. You know, but two, they saw the evidence. They, you know, they understood the evidence of what God had promised, and they said, surely, you know, we're able. Joshua and Caleb said, we can take this. You know, if God led us this far, he delivered us from Egypt, we can take this land. So there is a connection between your thoughts and your actions. And so, you know, if we, you know, you say something that if, you know, if you keep thinking about it, you get more of what you thought. What's that saying that you always quote to us about, you know, multiplying your manifestation by what you're thinking about?
I'm not sure. I think I said something like, what you think about, you bring about.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Okay.
Yeah. You know, there's a connection. You know, there's an actual connection. You know, I tell my kids, you know, sometimes all of our kids will come and say, you know, Daddy, I can't do something. I said, well, as long as you believe it, it's true.
Mm-hmm.
You know, as long as you believe it. And so when we begin to be intentional and make investments in our thoughts, and one of the ways that we've learned to do that is to become readers, I know that you have a 10-page campaign that you promote all the time, is to get people reading 10 pages a day, because most people don't read.
Right.
Most people don't read, and it's a liability to their lives, and the culture and the society has mechanisms that dumb us up and keep us away from the art of reading. But if we're going to begin to step away from the crowd and the multitude and be distinguished in our assignment, that's one of the things that we're going to have to do.
Oh, absolutely. absolutely. And we have to begin to be bold and courageous.
Wow.
Because even you can, you know, have the time of prayer. You can have the time, you know, that we didn't talk really about fasting, but you can have the time, you know, of thinking and still make a wrong decision.
Wow.
After all of that, you can still make a mistake. And all a mistake is really is a bad is bad choices with emotions attached to them.
Yeah.
Because, you know, when you make a mistake, you feel bad, like, oh, I can't believe I did that. But what we have to learn how to do is to, you know, when we make a mistake, we've got to acknowledge the mistake, and we have to recover. We have to use them as tools and decide that, you know what, this mistake will never happen again. Sometimes we don't pay enough attention to our mistakes.
Yeah, that's true.
Because if we were to stop and really write down, okay, where did this go wrong, you know, record it, then we wouldn't have to worry about making the same mistake in the future and getting stuck in these cycles of self-defeat that we see so many people stuck in.
Well, a lot of us are afraid to ask, well, where did I go wrong?
Mm-hmm.
You know, where did I make the mistake? You know, where have I gone off track? A lot of us are afraid to do that, but we should not be afraid, because when our hearts are sincere and we have been wise in all of our dealings, you know, God will work the thing together for our good. And we should not be afraid. We should not be defined by the fears that the enemy tried to put in our heart, because God has not given us that. So we should examine our mistakes, but don't be afraid of making a mistake.
Right. And hopefully in that thinking process, you've already seen the potential. You already said, okay, this is a potential consequence of this decision. You know, will it take me out? Can I recover from it? So you should already have in place a plan. But, you know, there can be those times where you miss something, but you know what? It happens.
Mm-hmm.
The average successful person fails 4 times before they're ever successful, at least 4 times. I think it's actually more than that. But, you know, before they're successful, what if, you know, John Maxwell wrote a book, it's called Failing Forward. And he talks about how if we would just use failure for what it is, is a lesson on how not to do something, then we can really begin to grow into who we were created to be. So don't be afraid of failure. You have to take a well-thought-out risk. You know, we have to take risks to get where God has taken us. If it was easy, Dr. Hopp, everybody would do it.
Well,
everybody would be a crazy success. Everybody would, you know, have millions and millions of dollars. Everybody, if it was easy. But most people, they're not willing to do the work.
Well, it's all a process. And Katrina, we want to thank you for joining us again today. We're going to ask you if you would stay behind and do another session with us so that we can give people the benefit of the great wisdom God has given you. If you've just tuned in and you've been listening to the Voice of Destiny Show, we want to thank you for partnering with us. Our desire is to continue to have the Voice of Destiny show in your community. And you can help that happen by praying for us, but also by becoming a partner. Please visit our website at voiceofdestiny.org and see our partner page about all the great benefits that we can offer. And remember, today is a great day because this is the day the Lord has made for you. God bless.
You've been listening to the Voice of Destiny Show with your host, Pastor Daniel Hopp. Remember, kingdom information and revelation is power to be, do, and have everything God has destined for you. For more information about Voice of Destiny or to order copies of today's program, visit voiceofdestiny.org. That's voiceofdestiny.org. And become a fan on Facebook or follow us at Twitter under the name of The VOD Show.